Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Now, the number one question that's been on every American's mind this week, what are these bats chatting about?
I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo.
I am chatting.
Welcome everyone to episode 63 of Bat Chat. This is Bat Chat. This is your host of Bat Chat. One of the three hosts of Bat Chat. This is Jake. I've got another host of Bat Chat, Abe.
What the hell is he doing here?
And I've got the other host of Bat Chat, Joel.
Hey, yo.
And we've got Abe's Delight on the keys. And this is going to be a really special podcast. This is going to be our fastest podcast ever.
We're doing the
two. It's going to be an...
Speed!
It's going to be so fast.
Yeah, we need to do this.
It's still going to take an hour, but it's going to be really fast.
We need to do this podcast at Mach fucking 5 or else Joel will lay an egg.
Yeah, we please don't. If we don't get this hour-long podcast done in an hour, we're freaked.
Yeah.
Let's just say it that way. Please. So this is going to be a fast podcast.
I'm really worried about it. This body can't handle any more eggs.
So, I mean...
Really
quickly, just like we can kind of get into I made a little thing. It's very stupid, but I figured it could probably kill at least 10 minutes.
Hell yeah!
Like at least
lay it on us,
so,
bro.
I'm so
we
excited.
We cover a lot of awesome stuff on this podcast, but I find one thing enough is podcasts themselves. So I put together briefly while we were talking about Joel's issue shitting. Put together a podcast topics tier list. I sourced these podcast topics off of Google search.
Oh.
Top things to start a podcast about.
Oh, this is great. Because we've been really struggling, you know. I think we're fucking boring, you know. We need like some really engaging, lively topics to really like revitalize ourselves and really engage like with the new audience.
It's exactly my thoughts, exactly, Abe. I found that our podcast has been horrible, and I think our main thing is we just haven't been able to talk about a topic. So I've put together 15 topics that I sourced off of a Google search. And I figured maybe we could use these topics. We could sort these topics out and kind of, you know, paint a direction for where we should go with this podcast.
Yeah, kind of like where we want to head, like where we want to take that. Because, I mean, you know, we can't just be like generic, you know, this isn't like the New York Times.
Yeah.
We gotta put our own unique bet.
Yeah, exactly.
Spin on
so
it.
I'll just briefly go over the podcast topics that I have listed, and then we can go ahead and kind of sort them. You know, S tier being the highest, A tier second, B, C, D, you know, you get the drift.
Classic.
So we have sports, technology, business, pop culture, comedy, true crime, news, books, cooking, movies, history, fashion, entrepreneurship, celebrities, and personal development. Not sure what that last one
is. These are really good podcast topics. I'm sure we could think of something.
So, I mean, do you guys want to start? I mean, where do you guys want to start? Where, like, personal? Want to start from back to front, or
let's do front to back. I feel like we should save personal development for last. Sports.
You know, it's pretty vast. You have a lot to talk about. We've actually just talked about women's sports.
Yeah, we just talked about women's sports. We're also the first and only podcast ever that covered the topic of Italian blood.
Calcio Storico.
Yeah, the Italian blood sport. Check out that episode if you want to listen to me and Joel watching TV for an hour.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like sports is a pretty good topic. I mean, you know, we all watch sports to, you know, we watch a variety of sports as well.
And I feel like, you know, we're three Buffalo boys, and so I feel like we could, you know, because nobody else out there is covering Buffalo sports. It's a very undercover yeah. topic. It's yeah.
No one talks about it.
Buffalo's often considered to be the hidden city, you know, because nobody yeah. is aware of its existence. So we could talk about all sorts of things, you know, like, did you guys know, I'm just learning this now, that Buffalo has a football team?
Wait, yes, no way. Actually, I did know that. LeSean yeah. McCoy actually founded it, I believe.
Oh, that's very really? Interesting.
Yeah, shady.
Sorry, that was the wrong.
There you go. That's yeah, a little
that's
better.
Better. Yeah.
All right. So, are we thinking sports? Are we thinking S tier then, or A tier?
You know, I gotta say, back to the Buffalo thing. I feel as being from Buffalo, the fact that we only have really two major sports teams.
Yeah.
Total, because every time anybody
lacrosse. Got the Bandits. Yeah.
Oh, lacrosse too. All right, well then, jack that shit up to A tier, in my opinion.
Okay, all right. Hey, Joel, are you good with A? Where are you
going
on this one, Joel?
I think sport. Yeah, overall, sports is an A tier.
And I think the most important thing to remember too is like we're three guys. We're just three yeah. guys. We love yeah. hanging around, cracking beers and talking sports. I feel like we could get a lot of content out of that.
Yeah, we love talking sports. We love talking beer. We love Josh Allen.
And if anything, I want to just watch more Kelsey Costorico too.
Yeah, we'll have to do it. Yeah, you guys can do a follow-up podcast.
I, like, you know, in the sports tier list, blood sports, S tier.
Yeah, is there a way that we can separate that and put blood sports in the S tier?
Well, we'll just keep it in our mind. You know, when yeah. we, you know,
yeah, I don't know if I can. I'd have to remake this.
That's okay.
I like sports as an A tier, though. I think that's a strong take.
Yeah, strong start.
Yeah. So
all right.
So after sports, we have technology.
Technology. I personally, I gotta level with you guys. I can't stand technology.
What?
Whoa. I can't. I think mankind has progressed too freaking far. And this has nothing to do with my job in the world of tech. I just something burns deep within me that wants to just burn it all down. Everything makes me so depressed.
Oh no. Abe, I didn't realize that it was hurting you like this.
Did you guys know that Microsoft is currently building like an AI server farm that's going to take the equivalent of 5 nuclear power plants to operate?
Oh my god.
Oh, that's not bad though.
Also, I think this is yeah, it could be sick. It could be a lot more. Also, I think we should be very wary of technology too in AI. I think because if you think about it, AI is like the podcaster's enemy, because I feel like realistically our jobs will be the first that are eliminated once the AI revolution comes.
I mean, they could probably already eliminate us at that, you know, really, with what we have now. Yeah. You know, they could easily get rid of us.
Well, because everybody's, like, so scared of them, of people coming, of AI coming for, like, the artists first, you know? It's like, everybody's scared about the artists, the painters, the fine oil painters, and the musicians.
And us.
And most of all, the highest form of art is podcasting.
I agree. But that being said, podcasts couldn't exist if it weren't for technology.
Oh, that's right. The humble invention of the microphone. Thank you, Thomas Edison.
Yeah, wait. Yeah. Yeah, so I think, and we all like iPads, right? I mean,
I love my freaking iPad. Oh, that's a good, you're raising some good points.
So
TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok. I love TikTok. Amazon.
Synthesizers are kind of technology.
Synths are definitely technology. I mean, because even other technology, I mean, that could be like a toaster. I like toast. You know, like, so let's not throw it, you know.
I could live without toast. Oh. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Could have just said that.
I like.
You don't need technology for to make toast.
That's though. True.
That's true.
But it's convenient. We could,
like, fire on rock and put toaster on rock. Put bread on rock.
Put the toaster on the rock.
Yeah.
You could toast bread with the sun. And I feel like really big magnifying glass.
Yeah.
I feel like I would do really well in some sort of like techno apocalypse because like my basic understanding of like most kitchen appliances is that you have to heat up a rock and put bread on and put some kind of food on it to cook it.
That's how you'd replace it. Yeah.
And that's like toaster. You'd sandwich two hot rocks between on the other side of the bread. Stovetop. You just like make a rock hot and put a chicken breast on top of it.
Yeah.
Microwave, put food on top of rock and put out in the sun.
Well, but so isn't the, so this tier list is comparing it as a podcast.
Yes,
topic.
That's also true.
You're right.
Thanks
well,
for refocusing
I got
us. Yeah, that's actually a really good point, Joel.
No problem.
So with that in mind, I honestly don't like podcasts about technology too much because like. I'd rather watch like a 5-minute like YouTube video, like if I'm trying to buy like a pair of headphones or like, you know, what's going on in Fortnite. Yeah. I don't really need an hour of someone telling me what's going on in Fortnite. Like I know, like just give me like the, you know, give me the 5-minute rundown, the elevator pitch.
And yeah, I feel like I live life so plugged in already to the world, to the internet, to all sorts of all my gadgets. You guys love know how much gadgets, I love my gadgets. That I feel like if technology also became my job, which it totally isn't right now, this is a complete hypothetical, that if technology was my job, then I would just get so burnt out and sick of it and just want to kill myself every freaking day. That's just, you know, that's just the worst. That would be the worst. Yeah. Oh, that would suck
well,
so
good
much.
Thing it's not, you know.
But, like,
if I had to just, like, look at a computer 8 hours a day, oh, that would be awful. That would be so terrible.
What are your thoughts, Joel? Give us your final thoughts, and let's rank this bad boy.
I'm thinking technology is a C tier.
Okay,
I got to agree.
But I think there is some merit. You know, when like you know, something some technological breakthrough happens, you're gonna want to talk about it.
No,
but it's not the everyday. You don't. Yeah. You don't want to be talking on a podcast.
That's a super good point,
technology
Joel.
Every day.
I could probably do a whole episode by myself about how much I love my iPod, but I feel like that's, you know.
iPod Nano is so great.
I love my iPod Nano. I can put so many songs on that thing.
Maybe for the next pod we have to record today, let's just talk about our favorite iPod.
Our favorite technology. Our favorite iPod. I love podcasts. I love songs. I love the fact that you can rewind. I love the shuffle feature.
Slow it down. Turn the volume up and down. You can change the volume.
That's something not a lot of MP3 players can do these days.
I even bought a Sims game on my iPod.
Oh my god. I could play Pocket God on my iPod. I could throw the little guys into the volcano.
See, the more we're talking about this, the more I feel like we should... No. It belongs in C.
You're trying to bring him to
like,
C?
It belongs in C. I don't think... It's like a low B tier, but...
Yeah, because like
we'll just leave it at C.
Well, because realistically, because how many pieces of technology can rival the iPod Touch when it comes to like
probably
entertainment
zero.
Value? So that's like one episode we can get out of this, you know.
Well, my dog.
That's right, your robot dog. Goddard. I can't wait. Yeah, your dog Goddard.
All right. Well,
I love Jacob and his giant
on,
head,
right, we got...
and twisty hair.
Oh, I'm looking at businessman. Ooh.
Next is business?
Yeah, business is next.
All right, well...
Oh, sorry.
I think... Go ahead, Joel. Sorry, I interrupted
you. No, I didn't. I'm good.
All right, so my take on this simply is that we're three big-time money-making entrepreneurs. We're three alpha males that can help... I think if we can spread our wisdom across the internet... in order to help people understand how they can make millions of dollars, become an alpha male through day trading and gambling and making big money moves, you know, buy, sell, trade, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, Fortnite.
Buy Fortnite stocks and now sell the Fortnite stocks. Short Fortnite stocks right now. I think we have a lot to offer as far in like the business realm, you know? Like I think we could really make some moves. Because we're all like successful business owners.
I do say though, keep in mind though, Abe, entrepreneurship is its own topic coming up. But however, business is different than entrepreneurship because, like, because to be fair, business, investing, like stock market, that's all business. That's not really entrepreneurship.
Right,
entrepreneurship is like starting a business, running a business.
That's good because I got some
very different.
I got some good business ideas. Yeah, capital.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this
landlord
is going to meetings, bringing my briefcase is business.
CEO, riding the train,
schedule,
Ubering,
yeah,
schedule, yeah,
having a
Outlook email,
sure. getting lunch Suit with code. My boss,
pants,
I love
salad dressing,
business,
salad dressing,
yeah,
give me a Caesar salad, dressing on the side.
All right, I'm saying business is S tier.
I gotta say so too. Just because we're like such like hustlers, you know.
Yeah,
we relate to it so well. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's
we're just three big money moves,
and we are a business. We're technically a business. We don't bring any revenue in,
but
we are legally speaking, we're legally kind of a business.
You better believe as soon as that first fucking penny rolls in, BetChat LLC is happening.
We're selling that shit.
And it's going to get so irritating. There's going to be BatChat merch, BatChat shirts, BatChat hats, BatChat butt plugs that are shaped like Joel's heads.
Oh my god.
It's going to...
Yeah, business is definitely S tier because we're so good.
Yeah, we are just talking about it now makes me want to talk about it more.
Yeah, we just have like the brains for it, you know? I'm addicted to business.
All right.
I freaking love business so freaking much.
What's next?
Next up, we've got pop culture.
Zendaya! S tier.
Tom Holland.
All right, pop culture S tier. Zendaya. Wait, there's celebrities coming up.
Oh, fuck, dude. Okay.
Yeah, pop culture is like cartoons.
Movies. Hip hop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I love hip hop.
Drake.
We are a pretty big centric hip hop podcast, you know, because of all the rapping.
Yeah, we are pretty rap. Yeah, we are kind of. We're basically like the Joe Budden show.
Yeah,
that's like anime. Anime is another big one.
Oh yeah, we love
Marvel.
Love anime.
Marvel, yeah.
Marvel can't get enough of those superheroes.
Star Wars,
Spider-Man, Batman,
My Little Pony,
fucking My Little Pony. My favorite Avenger, My Little Pony.
We did talk about Sonny's Angels. That's definitely some
pop culture.
That's definitely something very popular. That I have to. It's probably like blowing up a spot, but I have to. I had like whiplash because there's like a small business in Chicago that like my girlfriend follows that was doing like a giveaway on Instagram, and one of the things that she was giving away was a Sonny Angel.
Some pervert shop.
Yeah, I'm like, you're not allowed to shop there anymore. The pedophiles run that place.
Don't freak a pervert shop. So, pop culture, I think it's... I mean, there's a lot to talk about. Like, you could talk about Hillary Duff. Like, we've already listed a ton of examples.
Would Joseph Anthony fall into pop culture or celebrities?
I mean,
what do you think? Well, he...
So would Tulsa King.
And Tulsa King, too.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I'm thinking we got to put S tier just because it includes Tulsa King.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
Yeah. In theory, we are pop culture. We do a lot of pop culture.
Yeah. Because, I mean,
and business.
This is
and
the
business.
Number one Tulsa King podcast. Like, that's just something that we can't deny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those might be our two biggest topics.
Business and pop culture.
No, we got to. It really is.
We got a long ways to go here.
I'm going to cover Otis with a blankie.
Yeah. Cover dog with
a
blankie.
The next. Topic we got, comedy. I kind of hate comedy podcasts.
I can't fucking stand comedy podcasts.
I hate people making jokes. I hate it.
Stop trying to make me laugh. I get
the
it.
Sound of laughter hurts.
Tell me about stocks. Tell me about JoJo Siwa.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about comedy.
That's right. I'm trying to go into the office. Okay, I'm trying to go into the office, say what's up to the boss man. I sit down in my cubicle, I load up my computer, and it's got a screensaver of Joseph Anthony photoshopped to be kissing Joe Brandon. And because those are just like things that I'm interested in, even though I'm seeing politics is not on this topics list, but that's okay.
Oh yeah. Okay, never mind.
That's not funny to me. That thought of the thought of like imagining what kissing Joseph Anthony must be like with his little Jolly Rancher mouth. That does not that doesn't make me even smile at the slightest. It doesn't make me grin.
No,
doesn't make me chuckle because that's serious to me. This is how I make my livelihood. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like you can't be like deeply romantic. Like, let's say, like, you know, let's say you're making like sweet, passionate love and you just can't start giggling.
Yeah.
You know, like, tee hee, oh, haha, Ronald McDonald. Like, no, like, you're serious. Like, this is, you know, you're in the moment. Yeah. You can't be cackling.
I cannot tell you guys the amount of times that I've had to stop having sex in the middle of it because I've succumbed to a giggle fit. I've been laughing too much. That's not real.
That's not healthy.
It's not healthy. It's not good for any sort of my love life is a scourge.
Oh no.
Oh, okay. Well, as far as podcast topics go.
Oh, but podcast.
Joel, how do you feel about comedy?
You know, I feel like we have gained our success through everything but comedy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
So,
where do you want to put it then?
Is it worth putting any merit in it? If not, then it's a D.
I don't think so. I think another thing to consider too is we might want to steer clear of comedy and comedians in general, guys. Because think about it, like the past 10 years, how many of like our favorite funny haha comedians have succumbed to the sword of woke? You know?
Yeah.
It's like you can't even do anything anymore as a comedian. Like, you feel like you're under, like, the society's microscope, you know? They, like, get on you for any little thing, like texting a 16-year-old girl or, like, fucking showing your penis to a fucking PA. Like, you just,
or
like...
jerking off in front of people.
Jerking off
in front of people. It's, like, kind of messed up.
Like, it's just, like, it just seems like you can't do it, fucking anything anymore in Joe Biden's America. Like, especially if you're a comedian, you know?
Yeah, Biden kind of killed comedy, so I'm good with putting comedy on D tier.
Yeah, I think that's for the best. All right, this is
just too woke.
This is shaping up now.
Yeah, we're starting to really get a list here. Next topic is it's honestly quite popular.
Mm-hmm.
True crime podcast. Where are you guys standing on that?
My heart says that we have to embrace the true crime because that's every single successful podcast is true crime. And I feel like the white woman demographic, based on the white women that I have sampled and shown this podcast to...
Sampled?
It's, not... I haven't sampled them. I've had them sample the podcast. I love I'm going to Costco.
The white women I've sampled.
But I feel like the white women that I have shown this podcast to, the reviews have been mixed. So
yeah,
as opposed to, especially when you compare to men that I've shown the podcast to, you know. So I feel like that's definitely a demographic we need to reach for and try to break into. And I feel like that's like, you know, true crime, white women to true crime. They're like, it's like flies to honey, you know. So
yeah.
I feel like
the money prints itself in that market. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's basically Taylor Swift.
Yeah, essentially. Like,
there's a way like we can make our own twist on it too.
Oh,
my only thing is it does feel a bit exploitative and disturbing to like explicitly document someone else's family trauma.
I mean, who cares?
But if it prints the Benjamins, you know what I mean? I mean, if it's gonna get me, you know, that new. You know, that new WeatherTech cup phone. You know, if it's going to get me that, all right, you know. I'll talk about someone's, you know, that's something that scarred multiple people for the rest of their lives.
Yeah,
I'll talk about it.
Yeah, I love just putting people's, like, extremely deep personal traumas on the internet for all to hear. Like, that's just kind of, I'm addicted to that.
Yeah, I want the cup phone.
Guys, we can completely skirt that by just doing an elaborate murder of me, and then you do the whole true crime, like a whole true crime series about my death, about some elaborate murder plan.
We might not even have to do an elaborate murder. It'd honestly probably be more of like a 30 for 30, like with like Caitlin Clark just beating you to death.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's more of like a, but sports is coming up. Oh, wait, no, we already did sports.
We did sports.
That's A tier. So that's,
I feel like this is.
True crime kind of fits A, I think.
Yeah. Because it's not our main focus. You know, we're not solely driving true crime. But
that's right.
It's a very helpful tool on our podcast journey.
We talk a lot about crime and various crimes that, like, we want to commit and crimes that we want to make true on this podcast. You know, like, various people that, like, I want to kill and people and, like,
oh my God.
I don't know, like very yeah, just crimes. I feel like I can feel crimes that I can make true, and then that we can talk about on the podcast. I like it. I like it. I think that's a good model because then it's like we're podcasting from like a van without license plates and like just like this is what we did today.
Yeah,
these are the crimes that we did truly today. That we truly did.
Yeah, we robbed a Costco. You know,
that could be the name of the podcast is Crimes Truly.
Ooh. Oh my God, we could move some merch with that. So are we thinking true crime A tier?
Yeah,
I'm liking that.
That was okay. Good for me.
All right. So next up on the docket is news.
The news
podcast topic of news. We talk about the news.
We talk about the news. Sometimes we have like songs playing that are from the news.
It's the news on Bet Chat with Abe, Jake, and Joel.
Hello, everybody.
We are basically a news program. Yeah. And, you know, we have some connections to the news industry through personal connections. So
that's true.
I mean, we talk about a lot of news. Like, we cover the news kind of like in, like, a late show kind of style. Like, oh, you hear what Trump did this week? Yeah. Oh, Gaza. Like, we talk about a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, Israel,
so I think,
Palestine. What's going on over there?
Know, we also talk about local news. Like, what's Abe been doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of stuff? What's going on? The Chicago beat.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Abe
covers
beat.
That for us. Abe Chicago beat.
I got a lot of news happening.
I like news, but I don't know if I think that could be our first B tier, personally. Like, kind of in the middle. Like, it's good, but I don't think it's as good as business or pop culture.
Because if you think about it,
I don't think it's as good as sports or true crime.
What are the two types of news? There's good news and there's bad news.
Ooh.
And I feel like those things usually fall pretty 50-50. So I think that's a good call to have news straight dab in the middle, because half the time there's going to be good news and half the time there's going to be bad news. So if we just had a strict news-related podcast, you know, then that's just going to... It's really going to go either way, depending on the day. Depending on the mood of the day.
Yeah.
That makes sense, Joel. Where do you feel about news, Joel?
I think news is definitely a solid B tier. It's like, you know, it's not our daily driver, but when it sneaks in, it's good. So it's like a situationally like solid option. Mm-hmm. So which I think constitutes a good B.
Like, oh, what's in the news today? Oh my God, the Sharp family, they've made it to like the semifinals of America's Got Talent. That's
like the eighth time.
This is so important. Yeah, they did it again and got exactly just as far as they do every single fucking time. It's crazy.
That confuses me. Like, how many times are you allowed to be on that show?
Yeah, why?
You know what I mean?
You shouldn't be allowed to enter more than once if you really think about it. Because it's like, I feel like, you know, you're one and done. No, it's not like you're going to become a better singer.
Maybe they're maybe secretly America's Got Talent has hired the Sharps family as a reoccurring act, so they always have solid singers.
Because they always...
I kind of thought that, honestly. Yeah.
Because they always bring in so many views because they're so hugely popular.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's why I'm watching.
Yeah, I love watching them. I love watching them in bed at night, like when my girlfriend's trying to sleep. I'm watching them, like, singing with, like, Jack Black.
Yeah, so I mean that should have been its own topic probably, but I guess news is B tier.
Yeah, news is B tier. I like that a lot.
So it looks like our next freaking topic here is gonna be books.
Books. Alright. This can go either way. One, I'm a big bookworm. Two, books are for fucking dorks.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking.
On the other,
I love reading. I read every day, but it doesn't make it okay. Like, just because you shit every day doesn't mean you should talk about like the consistency of your shit.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like a lot of this is again breaching into the trying to break into the white women demographic. I mean, those people love books. They're addicted.
Yeah,
to
but
books.
Not. not the books that I want to read, though.
I can't freaking...
You know what I mean? I don't want to read Charlotte's Web.
I can't rip the fucking books out of my fucking girlfriend's hands. She's always got one of them walking around. She's always got her nose in one, and I say, what are you reading, book nerd? And it's usually about, like, you know, like a centaur fucking, like, an elf or something.
Yeah, it's like, dude, how many times can you read Don Quixote?
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. We know they're not actually giants. Like, white women need to get over Don Quixote.
I know. Like, women are addicted to Don Quixote and, like, the various messages within.
That being said, if we were to combine, if we combined books with crime and sports, like, if we talked about the WNBA and, like, maybe a player, like, stole a bunch of books. Like, that would be maybe, like, the most popular podcast ever released, maybe ever.
So you're talking about doing some sort of, like, a fusion cuisine, but for a podcast.
Yeah, multiple... I'm talking Tex-Mex, but for white women.
Yeah, yeah. I'm seeing this, just to, like, kind of, like, merge it all, just to become, we could start advertising our podcast, Bat Chat, the first podcast only for white women.
Full
maybe
switch.
We want to phrase that a little differently.
We can probably
change it a little bit. We can tweak it, but I like the idea. Yeah.
Yeah. The thought is there, you know.
Yeah. So maybe
first podcast.
Well, Joel, what are you thinking about books?
I think there's a lot. Books offer a lot of variety. There's a lot of different books out there. So it's kind of a hard topic, because you know, saying books is low tier is kind of ignorant, because there's just so many so many good topics to talk about, because man, like you said, it could be a book about Caitlin Clark fucking solving a mystery, and then it it bridges so many topics that are high tier.
Exactly.
So yeah. I you know, books isn't, you can't do it all the time, but I do think it's strong. It might be A.
I think a bit of a counter argument to knock books down to the B or C tier. I think a big thing, something to consider also is that, you know, we're three intellectuals, we're three wise men, if you will, and are the books the three of us read in the day to day, are they going to relate very much to maybe the commoner, the simpleton who will be turning on this podcast in lieu of reading a book, in lieu of cracking open a delicious word sandwich, as I like to call it. We like to read books, you know, like War and Peace, The Grapes of Wrath, The Count of Monte Cristo, you know, the classics, literature.
Moby Dick.
Moby Dick. Literature. And, you know, like, is that really gonna, like, appeal to, like, you know, some guy, he's like, oh, a podcast about books, so I like fucking Dr. Seuss and Harry Potter. Do you think, like, you know, they're gonna be wanting to listen for more than just, like, one episode if they start, you know, where they can hear us, like, smoking our pipes on the other end of the microphone?
you can hear the crackle of our fireplaces.
The nice squeak of the leather armchair that we're all sitting in.
So I guess, yeah, that is a good point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, so I'm almost thinking that you mean we have a podcast where the only audio is us reading books. You just hear the paper, like the pages flipping.
Oh, we're not reading them out loud. We're just like...
No, I like that better, yeah.
We're just sitting in a big leather chair, smoking pipes and reading books.
If that's the case, I think that should be an S tier.
Yeah.
If that is the podcast, that would be S tier.
Yeah, completely 180. Just that brilliant idea, Joel.
All right, I'm putting books S tier then.
Yeah.
I'm saying books is S tier.
Brilliant. That's a huge money podcast move. Yeah.
If not a trillion, especially if we talk about true crime.
And I think
during that,
it's such a good idea because, like, I feel like, you know, like putting on like ambient sounds for, you know, like, oh, three guys reading books to study and relax too.
That'd be good. And also, like, we could even read like business books or pop culture books.
We can
read The Art of the Deal and probably learn a lot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, reading, shit. pop culture, I'm like flipping through a People's magazine while sitting in like my smoker's jacket, like my leather armchair.
Like the Jeanette McCurdy autobiography.
Yeah. All that good stuff. Yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah, so I'm good with S tier. I'm good with S tier on the books, yeah.
I'm with it.
All right, our next podcast topic is cooking.
Mm.
Cooking.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys. I love food. I fucking love food.
What the fuck? Where the fuck did that come from?
You just can't talk about cooking without getting me all hot and bothered.
Oh my god.
So tasty.
I love stuffing my fucking face. Oh my god. I'm such a disgusting fucking pig. I just love how pounding fucking all sorts of delicious delicacies.
I'm gonna say cooking is a great topic.
Mm-hmm.
There's a massive audience of people who watch cooking content.
And that's right.
So,
yeah.
Why the fuck wouldn't they want to hear me moan in their ears about loving some cooking?
Right, because that's a good point, Joel, that there's like so many cooking shows, but there's no cooking podcasts. I wonder why that is. It's like, why do you need to be able to see the food once it's done? Who gives a shit? Yeah, just trust me.
Trust me, it's really
trust
good.
Trust me, it looks awesome.
Dude, this, if you guys could see how delicious this looked right now, you'd be so hungry.
Your guys' mouth would be watering. Oh, food. Oh my goodness. I'm so famished. Yeah, it's the first half hour we spend cooking the food, and then the second half hour is just us, like, it's like three pigs at the trough just fucking housing food. And today we are making shepherd's pie.
Oh, don't even
get
started.
Just hear, like,
we could even do like a stomach mic, so you could pick up our growls,
yeah,
like a stomach rumbling.
Like, oh, I'm so hungry right now. You guys want to hear how hungry I am?
Jamie, let's cut to the stomach mic real quick.
Jim, it's sounding like Abe is really hungry right now. We better get him some food stat.
So, are we putting cooking in S tier?
I think we gotta put cooking in S tier.
I am all for it.
Yeah.
Well, like how, look at we have the most topics in S tier.
Well, that's just, the problem is there are four topics in S tier, like one in the rest. The problem is, okay, so here's the problem, is that we're just, like, too good at podcasting.
Yeah, that's true.
So we can turn, like, any topic into a brilliant million-dollar podcast.
So stupid. So that's so dumb.
That's just the issue, like...
Like, oh, like, I think... I like when I was putting these in, I was like, there's no way books and cooking are gonna be S tier.
We're just too fucking brilliant.
But it is, yeah. I mean, they're great ideas. I mean, you can't knock the ideas. It would be innovative for the podcasting space for sure.
Yeah,
it'd be a disruptive force in the world of podcasting.
No, nobody else is doing it like we are right now.
No.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, if we're good with cooking, I guess,
yeah, what's up,
as guys? We can move on to the next topic, podcast topic of movies, films, movies, you know, motion pictures, cinema.
This is going to be hard to resist, again, putting this one up in the high ones, because, fellas, I love film. I love cinema. I love popcorn. I love IMAX. Yeah. I love making love to my popcorn buckets. Man. I just love
being in that fucking, those like 4D chairs where it's like rumbling and you can feel shit crawling up your leg. It's just
kind of massages your prostate.
Yeah,
a little.
I love it when it prods my beehole.
Yeah, going to sit in IMAX and getting like fucked in the ass while you're watching like Dune 2.
Dude, that's how they let you know that the worm's there.
Yeah. When you ride the worm, it starts to, like, You're like sitting on one of the worm's back ridges to like secure yourself to it so you don't fall off. Like, so, why didn't they do that in Dune 2? When he rides the worm, how come he doesn't like squeeze one of the worm's back ridges between his butt cheeks to grip on for extra support?
It's a great question.
Yeah. I think Jakey's frozen.
No, sorry, I got distracted.
Oh my god, he's just on his phone instead.
No, I was making sure Odie was not misbehaving.
See, there's that's the issue. That's why movies can't be SSD here, because Jacob's always on his damn phone in the movie theaters.
Yeah, I say movies, like, you guys have made a lot of really good points, and I think it could be high. But I just like, I'd rather watch it in like 70 different minute long TikToks.
Mm.
So I think I'm going to put movies, I'd put movies a little lower.
Yeah. And I like watching movies on TikTok, because then they cut out all like the boring crap, like in between, yeah, like the important scenes, you know?
Yeah.
I don't like the top part where they just talk. Like, I want to see cars punching each other.
Movie,
you know what I mean?
A movie
like,
doesn't need to be 2 fucking hours. Like, when it can only be like 20 minutes and you get the gist, you know?
That's what I...
Yeah, yeah, just tell me what it is.
I feel like pop culture...
I'm gonna look up the explain the ending anyways. Yeah. So just tell me what it is.
Yeah. Give me the fucking spiel. Give me the fucking... The abstract of this movie.
And if you're doing a podcast about a movie, how long is a podcast? An hour?
Mm-hmm.
Just watch the darn movie.
I
Why
know.
Are you listening to someone else tell you about it? Watch the darn movie yourself,
yeah,
then.
Who gives a crap what people got to say about a fucking movie? That's, you know, movie critic podcasts. There's not a single successful one I can think of.
No, they're all horrible.
They're all,
and they don't exist.
Dog shit. Yeah, we're in...
I would destroy every single one if I could.
We're in the movie theater. Oh, they're coming to arrest Jacob for being on his phone while we record.
Sorry.
we're in the movie theater. We're watching a movie. We're watching Spy Kids 4D Smell-O-Vision, and and Jacob's watching the movie on his phone on TikTok, and just like at the same time, because it's the only way he can like stay stimulated. Is if he has to like scroll every like minute.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna put movies in D tier.
D.
I was gonna say C.
I was thinking
B. Alright, fine.
I love popcorn.
What?
Yeah.
Alright, let's put it at B for Troll.
This is such a top heavy list.
Hey, dude. I just love life. There's so many beautiful topics in life.
I love topics, yeah.
Yeah. I just love I love going over life, you know, just beautiful.
And, you know,
just...
speaking of life, what about the, you know, ever overarching history of life? How does that bode for a topic? History.
God, brilliant, brilliant segue, Joel. Oh, my God.
Joel, you're good. Joel's goated at segues.
I just love me a good segue. I wish that was a topic. Segues.
You know, I think we fall right back into, like, the same thing with books with this one, is that, like, are we too intellectual for the common listener? Is like, that's, like, a major problem I have, is if we start talking about, you know, all the different subtleties, like, oh, all the, like, George Washington's brave battles and all that good stuff, you know? Are people going to be too intimidated by our intelligence?
Oh, you think it's going to go over their head.
Thomas Jefferson, you know, King Charles,
Alexander Graham Bell,
inventors,
Mansa Musa.
We could do a whole episode on inventors. We could do a whole episode on conquerors. Genghis Khan.
Oh shit.
The French Revolution. Ooh.
Yeah, the French. Mao.
The Silk Road.
The Euphrates.
Yeah, there's
River.
A lot to talk about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I wonder. So, like, but if you're doing a history podcast, you know, yeah.
I feel like that's a
like,
pretty strong topic.
It is, but I'm just thinking, like, you don't want your podcast to be just a yap-a-thon. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You don't want to just yap.
Yeah.
I think about that so much when I'm listening to podcasts. It's like, why won't these guys shut the fuck up?
Yeah, that's exactly why. Like, I don't want to hear some guy drag on and on and all. This is the Sphinx, and the Sphinx is made of rocks. Yeah, I can see it. Like, I can tell. You know?
Go ahead.
So, I was just going to say, I was thinking history is in similar vein to true crime. it hits different audiences a little bit. You know, those intellectuals that we've got some intellectuals tuning in because
we've got a lot.
You know,
of
when you're a three brainiacs, of course you're going to draw in some, you know, history buffs.
And I've seen the demographics, and strictly like 90% of our listeners have PhDs. I've seen. And
yeah,
I think a big thing to consider too, to be wary of with the history topic, if we were to change into a history podcast, is that there's only like a finite amount of it, right? It's like we can talk about history, you know, starting from like 100,000 BC, and just go, you know, and we're gonna podcast, you know, every week, and then, you know, after a while, we're gonna catch up, and it's gonna be modern day, and then what the fuck are we gonna talk about? What happened yesterday? Big fucking deal. Yeah. That's not really much history. Then we're back to news.
So, in pop culture.
Yeah.
So maybe history floats.
I think A.
A or B.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
A, what do you think?
Somewhere between A and B. I gotta go, just based on the trend of this list, I gotta go A.
Yeah. Okay, we're just making up. That's so stupid. It does look nice. It does look nice.
It's really
though.
Aesthetically pleasing. We need one more, and we have four topics left, and we have to put one more in S, A, B, and C, and then it'll be like a perfect triangle.
So stupid. Well, our next topic is fashion.
Ooh.
Fashion.
All right, boys. Before we even talk about this, one by one, let's give us a fit check real quick. What you wearing?
I got the Allegheny College Under Armour
big props.
Yellow shirt. I've got the Allegheny College football team Under Armour drawers.
Matching.
I got the Sassoni socks.
Ooh.
Whole thing probably about four bands.
Damn.
Ooh.
All right. Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
Oh, and the AirPod Max is on. Sorry.
I don't have the Apple Watch.
And the Apple Watch on.
There it is. I don't have an air horn, so.
That's my favorite air horn.
Actually, dude, okay, I swear to fuck, I heard that exact scream when I was out in public the other day.
Whoa.
Like, I was at the Sabres game, and I swore I heard that scream, and I, like, started freaking out.
It's an incredible scream at, like, a sporting event.
It's planted in your fucking brain.
Just pure pain.
One more time. So awesome.
All right, Abe, what you got on?
All right, I got. Hold on, I'm gonna stand for this. I'm taking off the headphones.
Yeah.
All right. I got the tie-dye yellow Hanes undershirt that I bought for way too much money at a flea market.
Hell yeah.
That's clean.
I got
God.
Black Old Navy sweatpants.
Ooh,
damn.
Probably about, you know, $10. And then I got some slippers, y'all.
Oh,
shit. You've got the slippies on.
Right. I'm cozy. That's just how I rock.
That's a hell of a fit.
God,
that's a hell of a fit.
He's probably got the Cartiers on.
Yeah, I got strict cashmere slippers, you know, only the best for my toes. And I got, you know, that's pretty much it. But total thing racks up to about 9K.
Joel, give us the fit, bro.
All right,
give us the fit.
I've got myself on a Volcom t-shirt. I hand me down from my younger brother.
Skater hours.
Yeah, I'm wearing work pants right now, so they're like navy blue nylons.
Ooh.
Not sure on the brand. I've got LL Bean slippers. Shit.
Ooh!
Yeah, I'm rocking the LL Bean because you know my tooters get cold.
Slip a gang.
And I've got on the Lord of the Rings blanket, fleece blanket.
Damn! You know, you see a motherfucking model walking down the street, and he's draped in a robe or blanket of some sort.
Oh, every time. I don't go anywhere without a cloak.
Yeah, an Irish walking cape.
Yes.
Gotta keep that thing strapped on me. gotta
keep it on
steel,
my
gotta keep Steel that. Series Novas Pro headphones.
Oh, damn. Yeah, I got JBL wired standard,
hell,
you know, $25 headphones.
Yeah.
damn.
God damn. So, yeah, you needless to say, we're kitted out.
Yeah, let me go.
We're fresh as fuck. Yeah, guys, we get up to 8 hours.
Fuck running a fashion podcast. I think, like, realistically, I think the three of us should just become models full time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then we can podcast about being models, which and is we fashion. Can
podcast about our beautiful, fashionable lives. Oh my god, you're so true.
Go to Paris.
It's hard for me, well though, done. Because with fashion, it's a visual experience. You want people, like, I feel like with podcasting fashion, you're taking away from them staring at our beautiful bodies. Draped in our gorgeous garments.
That's true. That's a really good point. We could transition to, like, everybody seems to be doing video podcasts these days, so I guess we could transition to that, where we do, like, you know, weekly fit checks, you know,
for our
podcast.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think...
So, where are we putting it, then? B or A?
It has some downside, but I do like the visual podcast idea. And
yeah,
I feel like downside it's A... being... Sorry, you can go.
I was going to say, the downside being that we're definitely going to have to... We'd have to full send this and really risk a lot to start our lives as models, you know? Putting it all on the line, quitting our jobs, and starving ourselves to be skinny and beautiful.
It's a big investment.
It's like it's got a low floor, but a high ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got... That ride's like in a B tier, maybe, because it's got some risk to it, but it has potential.
I'm seeing that. Yeah, I respect that pick. Yeah, I'm saying B.
All right, let's roll with B.
Nice.
All right, well, we're down to our final three.
The final three.
The next one's going to be, I think, it's going to be pretty high. I would have to imagine. It's entrepreneurship, something we discuss a lot about on this podcast.
Fellas, if there's one thing I fucking got in spades, it's small business ideas. I can't stop thinking about brilliant business ideas. I mean, I already talked about on the show Abe's Soup to Go.
Oh, like, yeah, that was his genius idea. Yeah.
That's something that I really have not given up yet on yet. I really think could be a $1 trillion idea, something on the tier of, like, Subway or McDonald's.
Well, probably higher because it's soup.
Yeah, it's like a Subway McDonald's combined, you know?
That's a soup. Dream.
McSubway.
McWay.
McWay. Or Sub Donald.
Sub Donald? Yeah, my Donald's a bit of a sub.
I love my sub Donald. Yeah, how come sex isn't one of these topics?
Well, that could be personal development.
I'm so excited for that one.
So, where do we want to put entrepreneurship then? S tier?
I feel like we're like constantly... We could definitely completely pivot this podcast to be... We just come weekly, and one of us just comes with a new idea for a business, and we completely flesh it out and develop it. And then if one of our listeners wants to start said business and put a plaque of ours on the wall when they start the business, say, this business was inspired by Bat Chat, and it's got our three faces on it, I think that we could really make some waves in the business world with our entrepreneurship ideas. And also, we get a cut of all the businesses.
We got to have a cut. Oh, it's our idea, so.
Mm-hmm. And we'll sue your ass off if we find out that you, like, stole anything without giving the proper credit.
Or we'll just pants you. We'll just find you and pants you.
Or I'll kill you.
Give you a swirly.
Oh. All right, Joel, what do you think? Where do you want to put entrepreneurship?
That's a fucking good topic.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Is it S or A?
That's really tough. I mean, we are just, like, such big money mindset individuals, you know? And we already put business S, but I feel like I value entrepreneurship even more than I value business.
Yeah. Do we want to put business A, put entrepreneurship S?
That's tough. That's tough.
I could see that. Because, you know, what is business without entrepreneurship?
It's a good point.
It's nothing.
Because so business is, like... Okay, sorry, go ahead.
No, business is a general term for the, you know, what you're trying to achieve with your entrepreneurship. Hmm. We want to make sure people know that, so we would want them to focus more on the entrepreneurship.
Because business is kind of like a lifestyle, whereas entrepreneurship is more just like generating new ideas, fun, exciting stuff. You know,
yeah, it's
like,
limitless, really.
Yeah, it's really limitless. Like, we could all quit. I mean, we have all the entrepreneur spirit so hard within us that I feel like we could all quit our jobs tonight and become, I don't know, like, jewelry makers or something and become successful at it.
Or we probably could, yeah. You
know, yeah. Just like
so what I'm hearing is business to A, entrepreneurship to S.
I stand with that.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Shuffle things around a little bit. That's right. Make a move. Beautiful.
It's still lined up like perfectly as a triangle almost. All right, we're down to our last two topics. We have celebrities.
I love celebrities.
I hate celebrities.
Abe, no way. You love Post Malone and Drake.
Listen, as much as I love Post Malone and Drake, they only account for what, like 0.01% of all celebrities?
That's true.
I love, you know, as far as celebrities I love, it's a pretty short list. There's Drake, there's Post Malone, there's The Weeknd, and there's Zendaya.
What about Maria Menounos?
And Maria Menounos. I consider Maria Menounos more of a friend than a celebrity. Oh. And every other celebrity can take a fucking hike, if you ask me. I don't give a crap about you. Anytime I see somebody in a movie and it's not one of those people that I just listed, three of which are musicians, I could not care less.
See, if it was a podcast about Maria Menounos, I would say it's ass. But because not every celebrity is Maria Menounos, I'm thinking celebrities in B.
Yeah, a podcast that's just like so, that is just solely focused on the daily life of Maria Menounos. It's a daily podcast, and every episode we talk about what Maria Menounos did like in the previous day.
Yeah, it's Menounos Daily.
Menounos Daily. What's she doing? Today she went to the store, and then she went out to dinner.
I really should have made that its own topic, because that would have been asked here.
Menounos.
I guess for the sake of this, I'm thinking celebrities B, but Joel, I want you to be able to plead your case too, because you sounded like you really like celebrities.
Oh, no. Abe definitely made some great points. I do love Drake. I freaking love Drake. I love him so much. But he's only one of many celebrities.
That's true. Yeah. And it was brought up to me recently that already we're kind of ahead of the curve there, that we kind of bring up Drake in almost every single episode of this podcast. We find a way to bring up Drake.
That's kind of true. That actually is true. So I'm thinking celebrities in B.
Yeah, I'm liking that. I'm or liking C. That. Right smack dab in the middle. Yeah, because I think
if we bring up Drake once every episode, it deserves a B.
Yeah, if Drake didn't exist, if you were to take a magic eraser and wipe Drake off and his influence off the face of the earth, I feel like celebrities would be a C tier. But Drake himself solely has elevated the entire category of celebrities up to B tier.
Yeah.
And,
I agree.
Yeah, I think it's a good place.
Well, speaking of fully elevated, we have our last topic, which might be the most interesting, and that is personal development.
Now, I feel like there's a lot of different like angles that you could take this at. A lot of different like, I guess, sort of ways that you could interpret personal development. Like, is it? Are we giving people advice on how to personally develop themselves? Or are we just talking about our own personal development, and maybe we just come once a week and we kind of have a round table about like, hey guys, how did you grow this week? Tell me the ways that you grew.
How much?
Yeah,
have you
like
swelled?
We talk about growing a lot.
We do talk about growing and swelling.
Like, look, I'm growing.
Look, mom, I'm growing. Look, uncle, look, I can't stop growing.
Oh God.
Even just last night, you guys can ask my girlfriend, I was skipping around the apartment shouting, I finally hit my growth spurt, I finally hit my growth spurt. that's just, you know, that's just something that happens, and I feel like we grow. That's just the kind of like, that should be like the subtitle of this podcast, of Bat Chat. Bat Chat, we grow.
We grow.
Yeah, we do grow. Yeah,
because we're very, the three of us, we're very like moldable, like clay.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like we're very open and welcome to new ideas and experiences, and we let those, you know, influence the boys to men that we become. And I feel like cataloging that journey would just be so fascinating.
Yeah,
I agree. Mm-hmm. So maybe S tier for personal development?
I feel like it's got to go S tier, man. Yeah.
I like personal development has to be S tier. All right.
Just because I wish, instead of personal development, it'd just be growing.
I kind of messed up.
That's okay. No, this is good, because these are just like, this is like, because you Googled it, this is like the internet, what the internet thinks is good podcast ideas, so this is like, you know, we're sourcing this from people.
So, moving forward, I'll just review this so we can kind of give the audience an idea of what we're going to be podcasting about.
Mm-hmm.
We're definitely not doing comedy.
Yep.
It might do like a very small bit of technology, but
just a single,
nothing recurring.
A one-off episode about the history of the iPod Touch.
Yeah. And then we'll talk about celebrities, certain celebrities, certain fashion. Maybe we'll do a video pod on that. We'll talk about certain movies, and occasionally we'll discuss the news.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to kind of be more focused on history, true crime, sports, business. But our real money makers are going to be entrepreneurship, pop culture, books, cooking, and personal development. That's what, if you want any of those five things, come to our podcast every week where we'll discuss entrepreneurship, pop culture, books, cooking,
rebrand,
personal development.
Rebrand, baby.
We've been rebranded.
It's a whole new pod.
You're not even able to recognize this podcast.
We're starting.
You know, it's going to be so different.
That's right. We're starting from scratch, you know? We come to you humbly, hat in hand, and we're just, you know, we're starting this shit fresh. No, go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to throw in an honorable mention. Something that I think both you guys would really love is music, because that's something we've always dabbled
on. Oh, I didn't have music on there.
We love music. Yeah. How is music not a popular podcast topic? Because we love music.
And Drake.
And Drake. And also freestyle rapping.
Yeah, so speaking of which.
I mean, maybe Joel could rap over like a personal development type beat.
He's chomping at the bit too. I can see it in his eyes. He's oh god. All right, let's see what we got here. Personal development type beat. Development. Wow, guys, I just want to say I typed in personal development and the top thing that came up, personal development podcast.
So wow.
People are hungry for it. People are screaming for a personal development podcast.
Well, that's what we're here for.
From the rooftops.
Mm-hmm.
We are here for you guys.
All right, let's see.
To develop personally.
Let's see here. Oh, my. There's like a lot of... Wow, it's all just like a lot of self-help stuff. Yeah, there's not really any beats here, so I'm just going to turn up growing beat.
Hell yeah.
Growing beat.
Grow type beat.
Or swelling type beat.
Swelling type beat. Actually, yeah, I like that a lot better. Sorry for the delay, but I keep changing my mind.
Swelling type beat.
That's such a better idea. Yeah, here we go. This one is,
Oh, thank God.
Kodak Black type beat, swelling wounds. Oh, no, here we go. Playboi Carti, Lil Uzi Vert type beat, swelling.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for listening to this podcast. Be in tune for our updates. We're going to have new topics to talk about, and thank you for listening.
Big things happening. Exciting things happening on the horizon. Thanks, everybody. Swelling. Any minute now. Any minute now, it's coming, I promise, Joel. Oh, there's a fucking ad.
Coming in hot with the wrist. That's me. Icy. I can't stop. These beats are hot. Oh.
Ooh.
I'm swelling. I'm growing. Me and my boys. We show it bulges with our hearts because we love y'all. The beat don't stop. I'm filthy. We nasty.
Plug.
We get all clean with this wrist switch.
Oh.
come with the duck. Quack on a bitch. Hit that booty cheek switch. We make that ass clap.
Okay.
We make your hands clap. We're so happy with our decisions. We have so many S tier topics we can't stop because you're so strong at potting. Yeah. Rip my ass cheeks apart when I hit down this. When I clap my ass, the fart comes out and it burns. It kind of spicy.
Oh.
We missed another topic. We talk about shit a lot. We talk about dropping like it's hot.
Ooh. Ooh.
I feel like I'm floating. This pot is beautiful. I'm floating. Thank you guys.
Yeah.
We love y'all. All
right. Thank you.
That was really good.
That was great, Joel. Yeah, that was awesome.
It was really fun.
That was a super good rap, Joel. I'm really, really proud of you on that one. You killed that one.
Thank you.
Oh man,
well, I felt really good.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everybody.
Have a great day, and goodbye.
Good things to come.
Bye.